Zimbabwe's main political parties will meet in 2 weeks' time to try to break an impasse blocking the establishment of a unity government. The announcement was made this evening by the opposition movement for democratic change. Meanwhile, a cholera epidemic in the country has killed nearly 500 people in the biggest outbreak recorded recently in the crisis-hit country, as Linda Burdoni reports.
The cholera, easily prevented and treated under normal circumstances, is a sign of Zimbabwe's collapse. It comes as President Robert Mugabe and the opposition squabble over how to implement a power-sharing agreement. So far, there have been over 11,000 cases of the disease and nearly 500 reported deaths. Most regions of the country have been affected, with a fatality rate of up to 50% in some areas. The water delivery system has broken down in the capital Harare and in other cities, forcing residents to drink from contaminated wells and streams. Robin Waudo is a spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross, which is working in clinics in Harare. He says that in addition to the water shortage, the ICRC is finding it difficult to keep the clinics well-staffed.
We have the challenges of staff because the clinics are not well-staffed. We have to encourage those who are coming and providing them with food for work so that they can come to work and continue to sustain the clinics themselves.
Zimbabwe has the world's highest modern-day inflation. Food is short, and limits on cash withdrawals from banks mean few can get enough money to buy a loaf of bread. Zimbabweans have grown increasingly angry at the collapse of the once prosperous country, where the deadlock between President Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai over a power-sharing deal has delayed hope of rescuing the ruined state. I'm Linda Bordoni.